Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Did you know that Spotify just started a rating podcast? So that would be really awesome to me if you are listening on Spotify right now that you would click the rating and give it a 5-star rating, because that just makes me super duper happy to hear from you. Well, are you ready for today's animal adventure? We are going to be learning about the red-headed woodpecker. Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day for a first day of school as Melody the red-headed woodpecker woke up.
Oh, wait a second. Is today the first day of school?
Melody said. It was, and she was pretty nervous about it. Have you ever had a first day of school that you're nervous about? Oh, definitely me. Definitely 1,000 times me. Yeah, it can be scary going to school for the first time because maybe you don't have friends there, or you're just nervous about like what kind of teacher you're going to get. Or like, there's a lot of questions that might race through your mind. But even though there's can be some scary things, there's lots of fun things too. Like, just think about how awesome it is to make a new friend. I love the feeling of making a new friend or learning something new at school, like something that, holy smokes, I didn't know that, but now I do, and that's really exciting. Well, that is what Melody was facing today. Melody, come on down for breakfast, shouted her mom. As Melody came over for breakfast, she was bringing her backpack with her. Her mom handed her her breakfast and said, all right, Melody, I need your help. You see the field right outside here? It's being completely overrun by buckthorn, and it's really, we just don't have a lot of food options anymore. I need you to build your own cache by school, okay? I know that's going to be an extra chore and job for you, but it's going to be really important. That's going to be your lunch for school. I need you to build your own cache, she said. Hold on a second, time out. There's a lot of words in there that we got to break down. She said, buckthorn. What is buckthorn? Oh, yes, it's a plant that's invasive in this area where Melody lives. Do you know what invasive means? It means it's not supposed to be there. It's not native. A native plant means that that plant was grown and born there. That's where it's supposed to be, because the habitat was kind of built for that plant or animal to live there. There's some plants and animals that live in places that they shouldn't be, and it kind of messes up the ecosystem a little bit. And that's what is happening with buckthorn in Melody's backyard. Buckthorn is stopping all the native plants and foods from growing. And so they might need to find a new place to live, because that sounds like not a good place for a woodpecker to be. And then what was that word cache? I only know the word cache for like money, but that's not what she's talking about. A cache for what she's talking about is like a secret storage spot with food. Have you ever seen like a squirrel or another animal like dig a hole in the ground and they put their food in the ground and they hide it there? That is a cache. So it's kind of like a secret refrigerator that they put in different places to store their food and hide it from other creatures that might want to eat it first. I have to build my own cache, Mom, said Melody. Yes, you do. I need your help. You're getting old enough to where you can do this, and I know this will be your first time, but I believe in you. You can do this, said her mom. As Melody grabbed her bag and headed off towards school, she was nervous about a lot of things, but now she has to be responsible for her own cache now? Oh, getting older is hard work. She got to her school and looked around. There were a whole bunch of creatures that went to this school. Not just birds, but like all kinds of different animals went to this school. She found her classroom and walked in kind of quietly, found a seat, sat down, and there her teacher was. Oh, hello. Oh, it's everyone. Say hello to a new classmate. I see we have a downy woodpecker here, and Melody quickly raised her wing. I'm actually not a downy woodpecker. I'm a red-headed woodpecker. The red on my head just hasn't come in yet. Everyone in the class started laughing at her. Oh, that was so embarrassing, she thought to herself. You see, red-headed woodpeckers, the older they get, the more red they get on the top of their head. And so before they get that red on their head, they can look just like other kinds of woodpeckers, and it's really easy to misidentify them, and that's exactly what happened with the teacher. Oh, I'm so sorry. And what is your name? Class, everyone sit down and stop laughing. That was not nice, said the teacher. My name's Melody. All right, class, everyone say hi to Melody.
Hi, Melody, the downy woodpecker.
The class was not being very nice, and the teacher realized that and apologized for her mistake, and then moved on. Melody did not like getting confused for other birds. It was just a really embarrassing thing that woodpeckers struggle with. As it came time for lunch, she reached into her bag and grabbed the food, the last of the food that her mom had given her, because now, moving forward, remember, she needs to go get her own food and build her own caches. While she sat down at lunch, all by herself, she started to eat her food.
Well, hello, my name is Sienna. Can I sit with you?
She spun around and, who's there? Hello? Oh, hi! She looked down and there was a little squirrel. Hi, did you say your name is Sienna? My name's Melody. It's really great to meet you.
Oh, yes. I actually already knew your name because we're in the same class together. How awesome is that?
Melody smiled and then realized that Sienna had heard that really embarrassing thing earlier. Oh, yeah. It's totally awesome, said Melody.
Oh, and don't worry about that thing that happened earlier. Everybody is still learning how to identify all the different animals in school, so don't worry about it at all. Everyone will forget it ever happened. But can I eat lunch with you?
Melody was so relieved to hear that. And then maybe she just made a new friend, Sienna the Squirrel. Oh, absolutely. Come on, sit down. As Sienna the Squirrel sat down, Melody's day had completely changed. It had started pretty, embarrassingly. But now, did she just make a new friend? Well, we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories to find out what happens next. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and it's time for questions. Question time. Put your thinking caps on. All right, so we talked about some big words today. Buckthorn. Who remembers what buckthorn is? Yes, it's a kind of invasive plant where Melody and her family lives. And who remembers the word cash? What does cash mean? Not cash money. But yes, a cache is like where they store their food. Just kind of like a squirrel. Wait a second. I wonder if Sienna knows any of those kinds of tricks. We'll have to wait and see. Have a super duper day. We'll see you next time. Bye.